Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me as always is our lead analyst, Jane.
Hey, Paul. Great to be here. We've got some fascinating stories today, especially around AI safety and the shift towards agents.
Absolutely. Let's dive right into our top story. A new report from METR reveals that even AI experts lack control over frontier AI risks. They had direct access inside Anthropic, Google, Meta, and OpenAI for this pilot, which is pretty unprecedented.
That's a huge finding, Paul. It really underscores the growing concerns about the safety and alignment of these advanced models. If the very people building them feel they're losing control, it's a wake-up call for the entire industry and regulators.
It certainly is. Speaking of Anthropic, they just released an initial Project Glasswing report. Their unreleased Mythos preview models apparently demonstrate superior security capabilities, even outperforming GPT 5.5 on exploit benchmarks.
That's a significant win for Anthropic, especially in the security space. Finding over 10,000 vulnerabilities and blocking a $1.50 million fraud attempt shows real-world impact. It's interesting they're expanding access to government partners first.
Right, very strategic. And in other big news, OpenAI and other industry leaders are pivoting from just pure models to AI agents and integrated systems. This comes right before OpenAI's likely IPO filing next week, you know, signaling a shift in their core product strategy.
This move to agents is a natural evolution, Paul. It's not just about raw model power anymore. It's about how these models interact with the world and automate tasks. OpenAI's pivot here is a strong indicator of where the market is heading.
It seems like everyone is moving towards agents. But on a different note, the Trump administration just closed an O-1 visa loophole that affects AI researchers, particularly those at places like OpenAI. This could mean years-long waits for green card applications.
That's a potentially devastating blow to the talent pipeline in the US, Paul. Many top international researchers rely on these visas. Forcing them to pursue consular processing abroad could lead to a significant brain drain in the AI sector. Less than Paul, greater than A, really important development to watch. And finally, for our top stories, an RxiV paper titled From Entropy to Epiplexities is sparking a debate on X about information theory's relevance to AI. Apparently, replies are citing noise and unreliable estimators as practical ML barriers. Less than Jane, greater than. It's a classic academic debate spilling over into the public sphere, isn't it? Information theory has been foundational, but as AI systems become more complex and less interpretable, its direct explanatory power is being questioned. It highlights the gap between theory and practical application in ML. Less than Paul, greater than, indeed. Now, just a quick look at some other notable headlines. NVIDIA unveiled new Nemotron Labs diffusion language models for faster text generation, moving beyond the one token at a time approach. And Google leaders have been discussing proactive AI agents and productivity transformation at I/O. Less than Jane, greater than NVIDIA's move is all about speed and efficiency, which is crucial for scaling LLM applications. And Google's focus on proactive agents, especially with their internal discussions at I/O, really echoes that broader industry shift we just talked about, Paul. Less than Paul, greater than, it absolutely does. Also, something that caught my eye, AI service costs are surging across the industry. Microsoft apparently cancelled internal Claude code licenses because token-based billing made it untenable, even for them. Less than Jane, greater than, that's a huge indicator of the real-world economic pressures, Paul. Even tech giants are feeling the pinch of AI model inference costs. This could force companies to rethink their AI strategies and potentially slow down adoption for smaller players. Less than Paul, greater than, definitely something to keep an eye on. And finally, some interesting news from Meta. They're reassigning over 1,000 software engineers from advertising teams to AI data labeling roles, ahead of expected layoffs. Less than Jane, greater than, that's a strategic internal reallocation, Paul, signalling Meta's deep commitment to AI development, even at the expense of other departments. It shows they're doubling down on building out their own models and need the foundational data work done internally. Less than, Paul, greater than, that's the Merge Sort AI Digest for May 23, 2026. Thanks for the insights, Jane. Less than, Jane, greater than. My pleasure, Paul.
We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.